Hey everybody, Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner power and chill we all crave. And let's be real, navigating social media can feel like walking through a minefield sometimes. It's designed to grab our attention, keep us scrolling, and often leaves us feeling, well, less than confident. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to the highlight reels everyone else is putting out there? You know that feeling when you scroll through your feed and suddenly think, wow, everyone else seems to have it so much better. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Social media doesn't always paint an accurate picture. It's a curated collection of moments, not real life. We're all humans, navigating our own messy journeys, and comparing ourselves to those carefully crafted online personas can really mess with our self-esteem and leave us feeling inadequate. So today we're diving into some strategies for managing social media in a way that empowers you, not drains you. Let's take back control and cultivate genuine confidence instead of succumbing to comparisonitis. First up, be mindful of your consumption. Seriously, you don't have to be glued to your phone 24/7. Think about how much time you're actually spending scrolling and ask yourself if it's serving you. If you find yourself feeling drained, anxious, or inadequate after using certain apps, maybe it's time to take a break or even unfollow accounts that trigger those negative feelings. Remember, you have the power to curate your own feed. Next, focus on quality over quantity. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through endless content, take some time to intentionally engage with posts that inspire you, educate you, or simply make you smile. Follow people who uplift you, share valuable insights, and promote positive vibes. Your social media should be a source of joy and connection, not stress and comparison. Third, remember the real world exists. As tempting as it is to get lost in the digital world, don't forget about the beauty and richness of your physical surroundings. Spend time outdoors, connect with loved ones face to face, and pursue activities that bring you joy offline. A balanced approach is key to maintaining a healthy relationship with social media and cultivating genuine happiness. Fourth, practice gratitude. Instead of dwelling on what others have or seem to be doing better, take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your own life. Cultivate a sense of thankfulness for your strengths, accomplishments, and the people who support you. Gratitude can shift your perspective and help you feel more content and fulfilled, regardless of what's happening on social media. Finally, remember, everyone is on their own journey. Behind every curated profile picture and perfectly crafted caption, there's a real person with their own struggles, insecurities, and triumphs. Be kind to yourself and others, and remember that comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel is never a fair game. Let me share a quick example. Remember last week when I was stressing over this new podcast episode? I scrolled through Instagram and saw everyone posting about their amazing vacations, dream jobs, and flawless outfits. For a minute there, I felt like a complete failure. But then, I took a deep breath and remembered those are just snapshots in time. Their perfect lives probably have their own share of challenges and setbacks, just like mine. I decided to focus on what was going well for me, the fact that I'm passionate about this project, that I have a supportive community, and that I'm learning something new every day. Taking that perspective shift really helped me feel more confident and empowered. So, my friends, remember, social media is a tool, not a yardstick for measuring your worth. Use it wisely, be mindful of its impact, and always prioritize your own well-being. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Be mindful of your consumption, focus on quality over quantity, remember the real world exists, practice gratitude, and remember everyone is on their own journey. Now go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little boost of confidence. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of stoic confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.